Always do your best. Be kind and courteous to others. Don't just think about yourself. I grew up hearing moral guidelines like this all the time, particularly from my parents. One in particular that I wanted to take a look at today is one that I've heard time and time again throughout my life, the idea that you shouldn't go looking for a fight. But I don't think I fully understood that until this Thanksgiving. That evening, 14 family members sat around the table post-feast discussing aspects of our lives, essentially catching up. Eventually, the conversation arrived at my sister. Being a senior at Loyola Marymount University, she's preparing her senior thesis, specifically about how heterosexual individuals approach people of the opposite sex while flirting. My sister went on about some of the different things she was learning, studies she was looking at, some of the social observations she'd made at local bars and coffee shops. For a majority of her explanation, I sat silently, intently listening, until she said, "You can read people like a book. I couldn't just sit there in the shadows any longer." I started asking her some questions about the types of data she was looking at, the generalizations she was making, and the theories that she was basing her conclusions on. Never once did I say that her methodology was flawed. I simply asked for more explanation, asking her to tell me why she thought certain things. Her reaction was far more hostile than I expected. Her responses became cold, passive-aggressive comments geared more towards saying that my questions are stupid than actually acknowledging my concerns. It became clear that she didn't want to talk, so I dropped the issue. Soon the conversation moved on and our tension was dismissed. 2 days later, while driving with my dad, he mentioned how my sister was really upset and how I confronted her at the dinner table and how I needed to apologize to her. It was really at that moment that I realized what my parents meant when they said, "Don't go looking for a fight." They meant avoid confrontation. They meant just sit along for the ride and don't cause a commotion, or else you'll only hurt someone. This approach clearly works wonders for my family, given my mom, who has so much repressed rage towards her siblings and mother that they're only allowed to visit twice a year for short moments during the holidays because that's all she can tolerate. Or my sister, who spends hours and hours venting about every minor thing somebody says or does that has irritated her in the past week. Every time something comes between them and another person, they would rather keep their mouth shut, let the issue persist, and bitch about it later. It's a vicious cycle where anger builds to a snapping point, a lashing out of pure rage, an aggressive flurry that is more about getting anger out of your system than actually solving the problem. They believe it's better to internalize issues and pretend everyone agrees. This may be my family's way, but it isn't mine. I'm not going to hide from a problem just because it may be uncomfortable. I want to actually talk about things, come to conclusions, learn more about people and why they think what they think. I don't want to put on a yes-man front for others. I want to be me. And that's exactly who I'm going to be.